Hey guys, it's your host Nirvana Nokwemselegu, and welcome to the Cosmic Corner. So I have been quiet for some time now, and with reason. I've been having an interesting couple of days or weeks. I'm not sure how long I've been gone, but I've decided that seeing as don't have as much time to do this podcast and the readings, I'm only going to focus on major astrological events. And the next big event is the Taurus full moon. So here we go. This is your predictive guidance, sign by sign, and I hope you enjoy it. Taurus. So, you know, it has been quite an interesting time for Taurians, I think, especially in Scorpio season, considering that Scorpio is right across you. So if you look at it this way, the sun is looking at you directly and it's shining a light on a multitude of things. Now you have the moon in your sign, so it's the sun shining a spotlight on you, and the moon also, I don't want to say is casting a shadow, but is revealing everything that was hidden, that was a shadow. Now everything is kind of illuminated in this time where the moon is in your sign and the sun is in your opposite sign, which is Scorpio. If anything, I think Taurians can be good at, right, or are good at, is the wait before the attack, right? What I would like to ask of Taurians is that you allow yourself to be stripped of your old ways of coping. Allow yourself to be stripped of your old ways of fighting and withdraw into a stillness that can enable a peace that is more valuable than the powers that you place with the outside world. I think that for a minute now, you know, things have been going really great for Taurians. Like, things have been going amazing, but it has been destructive at the same time in one regard, and then it's building at what? At a rapid pace. And that can be, that kind of speed of change can be traumatic, because change is something difficult to go through, period. But as a Taurus, as something as steady and as grounded as a bull, that can be really torturous, especially with Uranus in your sign. Now, you know, like, I've been shading Taurians. I've been like, I've been throwing mad shade at Taurians. Well, not much, but like mad shade. Saying things like, oh, Taurians are acting like assholes because you're anus in their sign. Ha ha. But, you know, I was being serious. I was joking, but I was being serious. Like, there's something in you that wants to be gentle, but that gentleness requires a level of humility with self, compassion with yourself, and trusting that, you know, allowing this to be stripped away from me, allowing this armor, this ego, this, you know, incessant need for things to be a particular way is only opening me up to a more beautiful version of myself inside, and I will then experience the beauty of my life a little more with new eyes. Does that make sense, Taurus? Because honestly, like, the world is being offered to you and there's so many new beginnings. I would like for you to enter those new beginnings and grab the world with both hands empty, and also grab the world with strong clean, healed arms, you know, so you can hold it and cradle it the way you want, but not carrying all this baggage from, oh, I should have done this, or oh, I'm so hateful towards so-and-so, or, you know, yeah, let it go, purge, let it go. Aries, so the biggest thing that I'm getting is that you need to pull back, because you need to make a couple of decisions regarding your finances and how you're getting your money, right? You need to make a couple of decisions regarding work. I think that, you know, Chiron in your sign isn't the nicest of things to happen. There are so many things that are triggering traumatic things that may have happened within your childhood, or mental constructs that are just outgrown. Like, you need to shed them because they no longer serve your purpose, but also the shedding requires the skin to be felt, to be removed. Does that make sense? The process is tumultuous. One of the things that the I Ching says is that a wise bird flies to its nest into hiding until the storm is over. This is, like, the things that are happening outside aren't things that you can fix outside. Everything that's happening outside is mirroring or is a reflection of what's happening inside. And I think a question that you need to ask yourself is, what are the movies that I'm playing in my head since I was a child that have grown into beliefs? What are the movies and the songs that I play in my head that I've imprinted on my heart that feel like home, that make me feel inadequate, that make me tolerate things in which do not deserve me, right? Like, I'm above these things, but what are the beliefs, the songs, the movies that are playing in my head that are enabling such low quality things to continue to happen, and me have the capacity, even though I don't really have the capacity to hold them as near and dear and as absolute truth and as I need to fix this and as this is what I deserve. But it's not. Like, you deserve more, because is this making sense? In particular with work, you need to be smart about your way forward. Smart in the sense that sometimes the best and smartest thing to do is to walk away. But to walk away in a space of peace. Don't walk away with bitterness. The bitterness you may feel is an indicator, but you need to walk away in peace. So right now, work through those emotions and also plan your exit. Gemini, I get the sense that you're confused. One of the reasons I'm laughing is because I've been dealing with the Gemini, so yeah, like I don't want to say that I may have contributed to confusion, but I may have inspired some confusion and some questions that need to be answered internally. So anyway, moving on. I definitely feel as though, you know, temperance is something that's very valuable to self-preservation, like the ability to be able to wait, you know, wait it out. Like that beeping sound, it'll pause, but wait it out. And you need to wait it out in a space of like, of not getting agitated. So a huge theme for Taurus was, which is your subconscious, since the full moon is happening in your 12th house. Your 12th house is Taurus. This is if you're a Sagittarius rising. This is if you're a Gemini rising. It's happening in your 12th house. But anyway, it's like Gemini, like there's a couple, I mean, you are getting the love that you want in some way, shape, or form. My question is that, like, just because you're getting the love or the idea of the love that you want externally, does it mean that you lose dependability of yourself? Like, I think it's going to be a beautiful time of revelation and of solace and of purging this full moon. What I'm asking is that you stop sabotaging yourself. Like, you know, oftentimes when we think about self-sabotage, we think of how we fuck up things of the outside world. Okay, cool. Valid. But the self-sabotage I'm speaking about has, you know, at foundation level, nothing to do with the outside. It's got everything to do with you and how you take care of you and your, like, secret vices and your ways of punishing yourself. Like, what is it that you need to transform for yourself, purely for yourself? Like, if anything, the things that are happening with regards to family and love have been beautiful, but also have been like, ugh, what's going on? Like, I don't know, it's like that's, I have no words to describe what it is, except for that sound, like, like, yeah. And you can't confuse yourself and numb yourself with it through, like, sex or anything like that. Like, you really need to ask yourself, Gemini, am I the support system I need, and am I being honest with myself about my self-love, because that's important. Cancer. So this is the second time I do this recording. The reason is I had to confirm which house the full moon was happening in for you. And the house it's happening in rules your friendships, your goals, and your aspirations. And for me personally, as a sun, a solar cancer, you know, I've been questioning my relationships quite a bit, right? So like, I've been questioning why certain relationships had to crumble the way they did. I've been questioning whether my authenticity is working towards my favor or towards my detriment. I've been questioning who I am and whether who I am is isolating me, and the way I've chosen to express myself, whether it's isolating me from people or whether it's sifting out the negative. More so, I'm pained by how much I feel has been ripped from me. But at the same time, I'm just like, the things that I feel, that feel like they were ripped. And I'm only saying ripped to express the effect of how I'm feeling or how I'm experiencing these realizations of relationships just kind of like quite rudely and in very hostile ways ending. Beautiful things that ended in emotionally brutal ways, or at least brutal for me. I mean, brutal is a spectrum, like it can go anyway, but you know, Cancer, the advice I would give is to pray, meditate, go into a space of solace. Go into a space of solace and just like, you have to be compassionate with yourself with how things have rolled out. Like, you have to. And you have to pray about it, because this is something that's going to iron itself out. There's nothing, much like Gemini and much like Aries, nothing you can do. Sorry, not like Gemini, but like Aries. Not much you can do to fix it on the outside right now, because the work is an internal work. And it's one that requires crying and forgiveness of self and of others. And it's one that requires a self-analysis that can enable healthier relationships. And it's, you know, it's a prayer, a silence, a withdrawal that requires of you a dedication to letting go the manner in which we love, or the manner in which we think we love, the manner in which we think we relate to people. You know, something's gotta change, and drastically, and it will. And you're gonna get that aha moment, and it's going to be gentle to you, and you're going to get it. And there may be some shocking news that you discover during this lunation. I promise you, it's for the best. There's so much, I don't want to call it good luck, but there's so much good luck around you. It's almost as though everything happened to isolate you in order to receive your blessings. Like, I was also reflecting on the fact that, you know, yesterday I was like, if I had continued with some of the relationships I continued, or if I wasn't, if I didn't lose the privileges I lost with certain relationships, heck, I wouldn't have been where I'm at right now. And I've hit many marks of goal achieving that I myself have shocked myself into doing, because there needed to be me focusing on myself in order for those goals to be complete. And now they're happening. And now these feelings of, oh my gosh, you know, my friendships, da da da, but pray. Leo, so I'm getting the sense that, you know, you're getting very clear as with regards to what you need to do in terms of your reputation, maintaining that. Also, just the feeling of maybe not needing to resolve. It's not a resolve, but just like being able to relate to your loved ones a little better during this time, because the energies enable that this month, like in general this month, and more so on the new moon. I get the sense that you're cutting off people that I don't want to say it's like mistress energy, but like you're cutting off, you're beginning to see whom is necessary to receive what from you, right? And in terms of your career and your reputation, which you hold dear, you're doing what's necessary, or you're getting clarity on what's necessary for you to elevate and be seen for the lion, the lioness that you are, which is exciting. I also get the sense that there's like this physical surge to do more, get active. It's going to be an interesting new moon, so soak up the energies and whatever inspirations you get, you know, that's the direction you need to be hitting. Like, if it's self-improvement, go. If it's cutting certain things out, cutting certain people out, cutting a love affair that's not doing very well for you, cut it out. Like, there's a reason your gut's telling you that. It could be for your reputation. It could be, you know, a multitude of things. It could be maybe distracting you from your path. Maybe you need to focus all your energy on one thing and this is a distraction. Like, multitude of things. Just follow your gut though. Yeah, but you're going to be seen, which is exciting, and you're going to have the opportunity to be with your loved ones the way you like to be with your loved ones and connect with them from your heart space. Virgo, you know, take the leap of faith. Like, Amber Khan put it so beautifully. She said, Virgo gets a pass this month because no one is looking. And the full moon can enable a beauty of creating a space of safety within yourself for you to have the fun in which you desire, if you trust it to do so. Really, Virgo, take the leap of faith. Be the fool. Libra, so the full moon is in your house of finances, of intimacy, of your partner's resources, of sex, of inheritances, of marital, you know, assets, of your own assets. I think more than anything, you get the clarity to see whether your partnerships are healthy for your finances, and maybe you get an insight as to how you can make your intimate partnerships more healthier for your finances. It's a great time to settle the debts Or some Libras may find that they need to pay a large lump sum of money towards something. Like, it's hitting the finance give and take. Like, there is a need for you to balance things out in terms of your give and take regarding finances, especially within your intimate relationships. Hope that makes sense. Put yourself first. Put yourself first. Not in a selfish manner, but put it first. See, and by yourself, you have a clear vision now, so make sure you see it forward. Scorpio, so the moon is in your house of relationships and how you relationship. I think there are definitely necessary emotional changes in how you operate within your interpersonal interactions. A lot of things you say today will carry a lot of weight and could quite highly determine the state of your relationships going forward. All of this is positive though. But what I would say is, since we are in a Mercury retrograde, test your words. Like, you have to be honest today, and you will be. But, you know, first things first, you need to get real with yourself about the things and the people that you need. And also the things in which you need for yourself. But also, I get the sense that there needs to be a re-examining of, like, a re-examining of the emotions that have been demanding your attention to be looked at instead of performed. So, I don't know if that makes sense. Like, there's certain things, for example, pain demands attention, right? It's pain wants you to look at it and heal the area that is in pain, right? It's a call to action, and it needs you to look at it and tend to it. It doesn't need you to numb it and end up performing out of your numbness just to cope. Pain doesn't want you to cope with it. It wants you to deal with it, like, head on. Sagittarius, so I think that your commitments, your most recent commitments, and changes in what role you play within your society, and especially within your, like, immediate life, are requiring you to let go of certain habits and start different ones or improve better ones. Like, the moon is in your house of, like, of health. Like, you're looking now you're looking at, like, okay, what do I need to let go of to better myself? Your moon is in the house. The moon today is in the house of fitness, of work habits, of organization, of service, of, you know, like, what is it that I need to let go of to make my life a little better? That's the focus. Like, the surge of energy is like, okay, cool. Now I'm ready to get organized. And that organization needs you to prioritize certain things. And one of those things is your health, because if you're not healthy, Sagittarius, then everything else goes to shit. And I'm not saying everything else goes to shit, but, like, what I'm saying is, you need to be at your best to perform your best, to think your best. So use that energy to develop a new system that works for you. And you may have viewed some of the bad habits as um,
letting go of some of the bad habits as a loss of privileges, when no, it's actually giving you more advantage than before. Yeah. Work out. Capricorn. So, you know, like, this is very interesting. The first thing I wanted to tell you is, if you're trying to hit an ex up, don't do it. Don't. Oh, gosh. Well, the full moon is in your house of romance, fun, children. Like, it's like you are craving fun because maybe, you know, you're wanting that and you definitely deserve that and you're feeling mad romantic. I think it's a time of, like, do it, you know. What my caution would be, you know, don't head towards the toxicity of the past unless, you know, the past didn't end that toxic. But, you know, like, it is a very beautiful, vulnerable, and romantic time for you. And let your heart pour out. But you may discover that you may, like, if you're going back to someone that, you know, I don't know how to put this, like, maybe you feel like your commitments made you lose certain privileges in terms of love because you had to. What I want to say is, like, pour your heart out, be the romantic, but also be careful, like, be wise about your fun. And I know you can do that, but also, like, once you figured out this is a safe space, like, go off, sis. Aquarius, so congratulations. You are being seen for your hard work, which is stunning. But also now, once you get the thing that you really wanted, or you thought you really wanted, you realize that, you know, it's not giving you the fulfillment that you thought it would give you. And that's okay, because the full moon is hitting your house of self-care, of home, of foundations, of emotions, of femininity, of children, and of roots. And I think, like, this is a very important time for you to, you know, solidify, or, you know, replant the roots is what I'm getting. Replant the roots. It's now being able to strike a balance between your self-care, your home, and your work life. I think it's so important now more than ever that, because you run the risk of overextending yourself. And I think your home matters, your self-care matters, the foundation matters. So you need to give that as much attention as work. Yes? Love you. Oh, Pisces. So the full moon is in your house of mind, of thinking, of communication, of siblings, of social activities and interests. And I think, you know, I think you may get some form of revelation or some form of information from an institution. The advice I would give to you is, because of how intense and how the influx of communication or of responsibility that's coming in, especially, like, with the full moon, like, Pisces feel it most. Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio feel it the most. The wisest thing right now for your health would be to pull back a little and strike the balance between what's needed of you from the external world and what you need in your internal, right? I think Pisces knows exactly what I'm talking about.